Communications.
Item 859, request of Barry Joe Stahl to address council regarding cannabis research at the Wapato Jail.
Carla, we don't have anything on our screens. Is it live? It's working? Okay.
Welcome, Mr. Stahl. Again, just give us your name, and you have 3 minutes, and there's a clock right in front of you.
Thank you. My name's Barry Joe Stahl. I live in the city of Portland. I'm here once again on the topic of our Wapato Jail. At the time that that was being cited by who was my teacher at Portland Community College, Warren Cook, he had already taught us in his class as students that we didn't have a justice system, we had an injustice system, and that was 1996, and I've basically gone on to prove that. To paraphrase Clarence Darrow, I've suffered because I've been misunderstood. Had I been understood, I'm sure I would have suffered even more. I went and picked up a copy of this book, the number one best-selling book on cannabis in the world. Most of its production was actually done here in the city of Portland by my friend Jack Herrer. And that's where we can find my Library of Congress research. I personally have a spinal cord injury, and if there's an Achilles heel in Western medicine, it's my type of neurologic damage, which cannabis has long known to serve quite safely. In the United States, there are two places under federal permit to produce cannabis. It's the Department of Pharmacy at the University of Mississippi in Oxford, Mississippi. And the product then is transported to the Research Triangle Institute, which is, my understanding, near Durham, North Carolina. So some of the folks that are getting cannabis as medicine under federal license, Elvie Muzica actually came here to benefit from the Oregon Medical Marijuana Act because she was so dissatisfied with the cannabis that they produced. They use a whole plant process. So if something has a too high of a content of one thing or another, they just add the what we would otherwise consider the lesser valuable parts of the plant. We have the Wapato Jail right here in the city and the county, and I want the federal license to produce cannabis to be happening right here. We have permission to have industrial hemp under Oregon law. You can have research under the Farm Bill. And I think we have to utilize that property. I'm signed up on this topic September 10th. And until then, we're spending about $1,000 per business day to mothball that $50 million monstrosity up here in the North Portland wilds, where it was kind of a not-in-my-backyard thing. So I'd really like us to take advantage of that real estate and this opportunity. We have Congressman Earl Blumenauer as an advocate for cannabis. I'm talking about industrial hemp. I'm talking about medical marijuana. We need to have the research. And to add one point, Dr. Susan Sicily from the University of Arizona went through all the protocol to get the National Institute of Drug Abuse supplied cannabis, and she just got fired at the University of Arizona. So we've got to really fight this ongoing belief that cannabis as a medicine is a cruel hoax, and that's the official United States party line. Thank you for your time this morning.
Thank you.